Good morning. 7:18 a.m. on Sunday, June 30th, 2024, on a scattered cloudy morning here on the Front Range. East of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado, it's mostly blue sky. Just a few smatterings of clouds here and there. Nice breeze. And the sun is... Oh, man. It's already, outside my back door, it was 70 degrees. The official temperature is lagging behind a little bit. Official says 63, but I don't think that's right. It may be 63 at the airport, but it sure as hell ain't 63 here. I almost didn't walk this morning. It was real close. I had actually finished my breakfast and gone back downstairs and sat down at my computer and stuck in my hearing aids and was getting ready to open up a game that, no, you know what? I can spend an hour on my mental health before I dig into the wasteland again today. And the reason I almost didn't watch today was that last night was terrible. It was a terrible night. I didn't get a good night's sleep. I didn't get up until 5. But I really didn't get much sleep between 2 and 5. The environment was not conducive. Let's just leave it at that, I guess. Did I just shut this off? No, still running. Okay. I was tucking it in my pocket and felt it buzz in my hand, and I thought, what the hell? The thing is, sitting there, playing the game, feeling guilty for not walking, is not going to make me feel any better than just biting a bullet and coming out in the heat, dragging my sorry ass around the loop, and sharing all my discomfort with all of you. Now, I'm trying not to be that guy, but I don't know. Maybe we'll succeed, maybe we won't. At any rate, we'll have walked 2 miles, talked a mile, and I can feel virtuous for the rest of the day. I gotta figure out something to do for dinner. And I have to do a blog post. Here. Once a month, I can suck it up. It won't take too long. I don't have very much to say. Although, I feel a whole hell of a lot better about the Wizard's Cat. I really am. I'm not well enough to actually open the word processor yet, but the epiphany over Roger and Roger's relationship to the cat. Yes, it's the Wizard's Cat, but really it's Roger's cat. And how does Roger react to the cat? And how does that change the dynamic at Shackelford House? Does it change the dynamic? What is the effect of all of this background plotting that I've been doing for the last year and a half? I guess it's a year. This is June. Yeah. Last year at this time, I was still dealing with Myra Collins, wasn't I? I'm pretty sure. No. Maybe not. No, that's right. Last year was Myra Collins. Three books in 3 months. I like the feel of those stories. I didn't. The problem is that I had the stories written, and my biggest goal was getting them published. And they came out okay. I've said this before. The stories hadn't changed. I was really happy with them before. And I was considerably less happy with them after. But the stories hadn't changed. I had. And that change in me has really upset my creative balance, I think. I've been trying to find my stance. The word of the year is surf, and I've been trying to find my way onto the board and not really succeeding that well. A, it's a new skill. B, I don't really know what surfing is about. I've never surfed. I have never spent that much time in the ocean, although I've spent a lot of time on it. So I have very little idea compared to juggling, which I have done for decades. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's not too bad yet.
Right.
Lady with her dog. I've seen her. It's the first time we've been close enough in passing to speak. Yeah, it's going to be a hot one. That, when I walk out across the cross street so that the sun is actually shining directly on me, and that's hot. Oui. It's not, you know, it's not like broiling the skin off or anything like that, but in my dotage, I have become extremely temperature intolerant. My zone of comfort, which used to stretch anywhere from 60 to 80, is now 70 to 73, apparently. So, given all of that, and given the legacy of Shackelford House, trying to find what the story is, really, compared to what I have been working with. It's an interesting challenge. I'm almost at the point where, yeah, I'm going to need to write some of this down in order to figure it out. I'm going to need to tell this. I've got the mind set. What I need is to have the fingers set on the keys and my butt set in the chair and see if the story will flow. And it just might, but I'm not quite ready yet. I finished Jerry Boyd yesterday. Started a new series. I think it's a new series. It's a midlife magic series. That features the gods of Olympus as its magical has its magical impetus. What the hell is the name of it? Let me find it. Now, that's Pandora, dumbass. You want Kindle. There it is. It is West Side Oracle. Midlife Olympians. And the author's name came up, but flashed past too quick for me to read. I'm not about to screw with the phone at this point. I'm just trying to get through the walk. But it's really interesting. I'm still in the sample stage, which bodes well, because I'm pretty close to the end of the sample, and I'm pretty close to mine in this book. I love the setup. The setup is terrific. Of course, the main character has to lose her husband along the way. Husband is an unsavory character, as they all are. All husbands apparently are unsavory characters, except those who die. But it might be interesting to have a midlife magic story where the husband actually doesn't die, where the magic has to operate around them. Sort of like Roger. Having magic operate around him. Grist for the mill, grist for the mill. I have to think about this. So I started, I said yesterday, I think, I started a new playthrough for Fallout 4. Robbie Murphy, since Robbie Murphy is one of the names that has been banging around the back of my head. I've actually written some words featuring Robbie Murphy. Quite a character is Robbie. Come up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. And I'm sure Robbie will find a play somewhere. Not sure where. But I started a playthrough with Robbie and using the character builder. The character builder is okay up to a point. But I did a terrible job setting up priority. So that a lot of what's happening, a lot of what it asked for, a lot of what it planned for, was filling in special attributes instead of taking the perk points that would make a big difference early in the game. Early in the game. So I realized this when I was looking at, I was dealing with a really crappy sneak, and realized that the very first time I picked sneak was only after Mr. Sandman came available. And I was like, no, that's not happening that way. We're going this way? No, we're not. We're going straight ahead. Okay. So I started looking at, okay, this is what the plan calls for. What are the options that might be better? And so far I found a lot of options that were better. It will mean some of the later perks will be later, which if I can survive until later, that would be good. It'll work out just fine. Oh, that's cute. There's a big RV parked beside the road. They've run an extension cord through the tree above the tidewalk and over into the house. It's pretty clever. It's a nice looking RV. If it weren't such a gas hog, if it wasn't so fuel inefficient, I can see where traveling like a turtle or a snail with a house on my back would be something I could do, because it would mean I would not have to hobnob in herds of people getting shuffled onto an airplane or staying in hotel rooms of questionable provenance. Give the house to the wife and kids and take up van life. I don't know how that would work. I don't know that I really want to take up van life. I'm way too comfortable. That's the problem. I am way too comfortable. The reading today was about how we have a choice of how we have our rivers flow, and that we have the power to change our landscape by making choices. It's like, you're not happy in this place, find another place. You're not happy in this situation, find a different situation, make a different situation. On a scale of things, on the grand scheme, the things that I am dissatisfied with now, compared to, say, when I was 25, represent not mountains or boulders as much as, here's a rock. How do I feel about this rock? I feel like I'm too lazy to deal with this rock, so we'll just flow over it. We'll flow around it. We'll choose to embrace the rock. One of the axioms of dealing with the PhD, which I occasionally forget I actually have these days, because it's just part. I don't know. It has shown me some interesting ideas. It gave me some interesting skills. One of the axioms was how to deal with the frustration of the research and the writing and the findings and the thesis and on and on and on and on and on. The coursework was pretty low-key, and the 2 years after doing research and writing were pretty ugly. Compared to that, writing fiction is... Even in the fallow phase, writing fiction is way, way easier. But the one of the ongoing ideas, one of the ongoing feelings when you're going through it is that, geez, I wasted so much time on this dead end. I wish I had started this earlier. And the answer is, but you couldn't start that earlier. You couldn't start this earlier because you had to go through that to figure out why that wasn't right. And now you have. Your path has brought you here. So the question isn't how, you know, the idea is not to beat yourself up over where you've been. The idea is to accept that you've been there for and learn the lessons of being there. So use those lessons to leverage going forward. Which seems like a good idea.
Good morning.
Good morning. The ladies out for a stroll this morning. Some thistles beginning to stick their noses up out of the grasslands. I noticed a lot of, I guess they're dwarf sunflowers coming up around the neighborhood. Wild sunflowers, I don't know. They're pretty. I really wanted to have some come up in my dooryard, but they haven't. Oh, look at you. You're beautiful. Prickly white poppy. Looking prickly and white. Oh, yeah. God. Just that little bit of walking in the direct sun has been draining. The breeze, I do get the breeze. There's a little bit of a breeze blowing. The flag is just ruffling here on the flagpole. It's not like it's standing straight out or anything, but a little bit of flutter in the flag. And back in the cool shade. Oh yeah, that's much better. So while I regret, while I'm like sort of, damn, I wish I hadn't spent all that time doing all the wrong things. Until I'd spent all that wrong time. I didn't know it was wrong. Story of my life. Look at all the things I did. It is a wonder I am still alive. No, I'm not going to catalog them. The statute of limitations has run out on them for the most part, but you don't need to know. I don't need to relive them. I relive them all the time anyway. In my mind, I don't need to put them on tape. Or record them. It isn't tape anymore, but you know what I mean. Anyway, look where I am. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.